The Democrats dropped their big October surprise, their ridiculous and beyond absurd fake news, early this election year because so many states have early voting and mail-in ballots are the norm, and tens of millions of Americans have already voted. So ordinarily, they would have waited until just a few days before the election to saturate the news cycle with their breaking news, which is just the same old recycled story from the last 8 years. Of them claiming that Donald Trump loves Hitler. And, well, many of them in the media know that this is just a complete lie and that they're catering to some of the dumbest people in the country, hoping to scare them into voting for Kamala or scare them away from voting for Donald Trump. Some in the media, others, actually are that dumb and drank the Democrats' own Kool-Aid, like Mika Brzezinski, who believes it.
As important as Trump's fascism is, and is the lead story every day, his cozying up to dictators, his obsession with Hitler that has now come out, what he has said about our veterans, and what he wants to do with the military against his political adversary.
All fake, 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 fake.
It's all huge news. This is the future that we're looking at in the next Trump term, if there is one. But this is what voters know right now.
We've heard this same story for the last 8 years, and we don't believe it. We don't care. Sadly, even Bill Maher, who is a broken clock, he's right every once in a while, but he appears to have stage 4 Trump derangement syndrome as well. Either that or he is a fantastic actor, but I doubt it.
He's had 4 years of Trump. Yeah. Trump did not go after his political enemies with the Department of Justice. Right. That was Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
Well, we had Hitler in the 30s and things were okay, and then we had Hitler in the 40s and it got way worse.
Oh, I
just
see.
Because we had him.
He hid his Hitlerism
just because,
the first 4 years,
well, he,
and it's going to come out in full force.
He tried to do things like that. He tried to do dictatorial fascist things,
actually did.
And he was stopped.
Joe Biden has flouted the law when it comes to these student loan giveaway programs. He's flouted the law, Supreme Court opinions that told him he didn't have the right to do it, and he openly said, I will get around the Supreme Court. He did it.
He allowed our country to be invaded, et cetera, et cetera.
And then he and Kamala Harris unleashed this Department of Justice against their political enemy, Donald Trump, their number one chief rival for the presidency.
After they encouraged and allowed millions upon millions of criminal invaders, including many convicted murderers from third world countries, to invade us. This is literally all we're going to hear for the next week and a half. And then, well, if he wins, for the next 4 years after that.
As President Trump praised Hitler, take a moment to think about what that means.
That means the Democrats are so desperate and pathetic. They don't have any policies, any policy proposals, any reasons whatsoever why anybody should vote for them. And so instead, they are going with the most insane, ridiculous smear campaign in American history.
Oh, no.
You think you just fell out of a coconut tree? You think so?
It is in your television. Mike, look at her.
No.
And while normal Americans are beyond disgusted with the Democrat Party's lies and the Operation Mockingbird assets sinking so low into dangerous disinformation with these smears, others, however, are upset at the mainstream media, Democrats, that they're not warning the American people enough about how much Donald Trump loves Hitler.
Apparently Trump's is going to tape a thing with Joe Rogan. Do you think she should do that?
Well, she was offered to do that and she chickened out.
I think that she should keep calling Donald Trump a fascist. And I think that Americans need to keep looking at the rhetoric of Donald Trump, because I don't know why we're even thinking about electing somebody who's talking about putting people in camps. I don't know why we're talking, or why we want to elect somebody who's talking about mass deportation. I don't know why we're having this conversation which about somebody who wants to terminate the Constitution to overthrow the results of an election.
By the way, that's a fake news talking point from a few years ago when Donald Trump warned that the Democrats were terminating the Constitution. So, of course, they accuse him of doing the exact same thing that they are doing.
We're supposed to be a patriotic country. Whenever somebody like Colin Kaepernick...
We are a patriotic country, which is why we want to deport the millions of criminal invaders who aren't supposed to be here.
Kaepernick takes a knee in this country. Everybody talks about, oh, that's so unpatriotic. But a guy can say he wants to terminate the Constitution to overthrow the results of an election and nobody...
First of all, Colin Kaepernick was protesting on the job. Okay, when you're on the job anywhere, there are rules that the business establishment has because they don't want to upset potential customers. So Colin Kaepernick was upsetting the customers, and so he got fired.
Like even me bringing it up now, you brought it back to Kamala and Joe Rogan. Anderson?
Yeah.
Who gives a damn?
I think you give a damn who's elected president. And
yeah,
especially if that
president is a fascist. That's talking about putting...
He's a fascist, says Charlemagne. This clown goes by Charlemagne the God and somehow became a prominent talk show host on a popular black urban hip-hop morning show. But the Democrats' desperate October surprise isn't going according to plan. Here are some undecided voters in Pennsylvania.
I can't. I think part of the reason why I'm being pushed towards Trump so strongly is that I find that the Democrats and the left just keep going straight to Hitler all of the time with everything. So it's so exhausting. I think it just detracts from, it pushes me away from their position, and it's so hyperbolic that it makes it impossible to have good discussions. And I think it ruins the discourse.
And they are obviously desperate, despicable liars. They are evil. Donald Trump is the fascist, they say, as Keith Olbermann tweets from his Manhattan high-rise apartment with his dozen cats. Quote, "We need to arrest and detain Elon Musk immediately. He is operating on behalf of Russia. Cancel all contracts. Seize his facilities. Lock him away in a military facility. Now, President of the United States, not tomorrow." Remember when Hillary Clinton called us all deplorables and how well that went over? Well, she hasn't learned from her mistakes because now she's calling us all Nazis because Donald Trump is going to be holding a rally in Madison Square Garden in New York City soon, where back in 1939, a group of German-American Nazis held a pro-Nazi rally there. And so now Donald Trump, she says, is reenacting that same rally. Okay.
And, you know, one other thing that you'll see next week, Caitlin, is Trump actually reenacting the Madison Square Garden rally in 1939. I write about this in my book. President Franklin Roosevelt was appalled that neo-Nazis, fascists in America were lining up to essentially pledge their support for the kind of government that they were seeing in Germany.
She is committing stochastic terrorism. She is hoping that someone will do something very terrible to the attendees at that event. And if, God forbid, anything happens, this creature is to blame. But surprisingly, one liberal lunatic who has come down with stage 4 Trump derangement syndrome is pushing back against the Democrat October surprise strategy of trying to compare Donald Trump as the reincarnation of the boogeyman. Michael Rappaport, who is some D-list actor who has been in a couple movies, little bit parts in movies, maybe some TV shows, best known for just ranting into his phone and posting the videos on Twitter. But here he is, surprisingly, very upset with their tactics.
Stop with the Hitler sh**. Do not refer to Hitler and the Holocaust. Stop it. That Nazi rally that took place in Madison Square Garden in 1939 was just that, an actual true blue Nazi rally. So are you saying that anyone and everyone who shows up at Madison Square Garden for this upcoming Trump rally is a Nazi? That's a Nazi rally? Get the f*** out of here.
Many of the libtards were very upset that Anderson Cooper asked Kamala Harris some legitimate questions during CNN's town hall event earlier this week. Check my previous video in case you missed it, where he not only asked her some real questions, but then when she dodged every question and spewed nonsense, verbal diarrhea, word salads, he would occasionally follow up with a second question, and even a third, trying to get a concise, or at least some kind of an answer out of her.
You know what? I got so many, I don't look at comments about myself, but I was looking up some comments about my grief podcast, and I came across this whole inundation from people who are Harris supporters saying to me online today, like, How dare you? What a betrayal that you would ask her these questions.
No, and I'm like,
you misunderstand what my job is. I'm not on MSNBC, or and no disrespect. They, what they do is they're very talented.
Very talented liars like you.
But I don't watch it. I'm not interested in watching what these overpaid blow-dried anchors think. And I include myself in that overpaid blow-dried, although I don't blow-dry.
He is overpaid. By the way, he is making $1 million a month. $50,000 per night. And when you sign a deal with the devil like that, you eventually always end up regretting it, which is pretty obvious in this case. When he accidentally forgot that he had signed on the dotted line and accidentally acted like a journalist for a change.
But I'm not interested in the anchor's opinion. I'm interested in facts and letting the viewers make up their own mind. So anyway, I'm sorry this devolved into something else.
Anyway, I'm sorry that I once actually had a soul, but it's gone now. And while I don't want people to get their hopes up too high and get too complacent and just assuming that Trump's got this in the bag, there is a possibility, if you actually do vote, and vote like your ballot casts the deciding vote, there is a possibility that Donald Trump could sweep all of the swing states and even win the popular vote.
Trump may finally get his great white whale. Harris versus Trump national margin. You mentioned that New York Times poll, a tie. That's actually right in the middle of the spectrum when we're talking about recent polling data. You don't have to look very far to find Donald Trump ahead nationally. He was up by 2 points in the CNBC poll, up by 3 in the Wall Street Journal poll. Very close races within the margin of error. But then the same thing on the other side, right? You have Harris up by 3 points according to Ipsos. The Say 24 YouGov poll, it's a bunch of academics, also has Harris up by 3. But the bottom line is, with the popular vote, which we really haven't focused upon, a very, very tight race, John. Fact is, Donald Trump is very much in a position he could win the popular vote, which, of course, is something he would absolutely love to do.
And would be something very different than we have seen compared to last time and the polling compared to last time.
Yes, and it would be a giant middle finger to the lying media and to the Marxist Democrats that we defeated Operation Mockingbird, and we repudiate your communist crap. And the Washington Post just announced that they will not endorse Kamala Harris or Donald Trump. Of course, they're not making a presidential endorsement at all this election. For the first time in many, many, many years, which has the editorial board furious. It has others in the liberal media absolutely furious. The editorial board actually put together their endorsement, of course, of Camelface. But then Jeff Bezos, the owner of the Washington Post, the founder of Amazon.com, put his foot down and said they're not publishing it. They're not making an endorsement at all. I'm Mark Dice. Thanks for watching. Subscribe to my channel if you're new here. And if you're a regular viewer, please share links to these videos on your social media accounts. Give the channel a shout out and encourage people to come and subscribe, because we're going to have to bypass YouTube's visibility filters and shadow banning manually. So thanks again for all your support. Stay tuned, and I will see you soon.